SBS Radio.
Back here with us in SBS are two good friends, two book lovers, and two authors. Book ninjas, Michelle and Ali. Good day.
Hi, Maria. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for your time and congratulations. If I'm not mistaken, the book Ninja was translated into more than 10 languages?
Yes, that's right. We've been overwhelmed by what's happened with the book Ninja. So yeah, we're really excited. It's been all over the world now.
So the book Ninja was your first for the both of you?
Yes, that's right. So it came out last June and we co-wrote it together, and it was very much my first book. And yes, Ali has had more writing experience than me, but yes, our first book.
And this came about because you started Books on the Rail.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so we started Books on the Rail back in 2016. I was living in London and I made a friend that founded Books on the Underground, which is a very similar concept, and I thought it was a really Australian idea, so brought it back when I moved back to Melbourne. And basically we leave books on public transport for people to find, read and return.
And it's a good way to look up what your next read would be, because I follow you on Facebook and say, this is an interesting story.
Oh, yeah, that's great. We've been so fortunate in the few years that we've been running Books on the Rail. We've been able to collaborate with incredible authors and publishers. And, yeah, we get about a box of books a week, if not more, of new up-and-coming books and new releases, which is always very exciting for a couple of bookworms.
How does it feel when you see someone reading the book Ninja on the train?
Yeah, that's only happened a couple of times that we've actually caught them in the act. But yeah, I've been really excited to actually see that happening in real life. It's sort of, we're seeing someone reading our book, and then especially if they're reading a copy of the book Ninja with a Books on the Rail sticker on it, they're reading our book and then partaking in the movement that we've helped to create. So it's really exciting.
And I must admit, while reading it, I had fun because I had dates on the Frankston line. They had meetups in the state platform, this and that. And it was in a bookshop. So if you're a book lover, you'd really enjoy reading, wouldn't you?
Yes, I think this is our way of sort of bringing our love of reading and putting it onto pages, and sort of a bit of an ode to all of the wonderful books and bookstores and book culture that we've grown up with and love so much.
And being based in Melbourne, I could relate to where the shops were located, where the platforms were, and that idea of being on the train and missing your stop because you were in a very engaging story.
Yeah, that really rang true. Well, that's happened to me more than enough times that I've looked up and I'm far away from home because I've been so absorbed into a stop.
Some fall asleep, others read through their stop. So while you were reading the second book, a collaboration between you two, what was the journey like to the second book? Was it easier?
So we can't quite believe that While You're Reading is out already just over a year after publishing the book Ninja. I think we found it a little bit more challenging as we were still working on the book Ninja, the final stages of the book Ninja, when we started coming up with this idea and beginning to write. And I think we were also so attached to our characters in the book Ninja, which I know I found surprising. But once we were able to develop a really rich idea and we had a lot of fun doing that, it's been so, so good. And I think we've become so much more comfortable and fluid with writing as a partnership. And that certainly made a really big difference this time around.
Has your partnership become like a marriage where you could read each other's thoughts or finish each other's sentences?
Yeah, even more than a marriage. We say that we're more like one person now. So we know exactly what we're going to say. We know what we're going to write before we even write it. So I think that, we're more like one person.
So when creating a character or characters, do you agree most of the time or you disagree in a lot of other characteristics that the character would have?
I think we've been so lucky that it's been such a seamless process. I mean, Ali and I, we've known each other for over 20 years and been best friends for that time. So we have an incredible amount of love and respect for each other, which I think is always really present when we have meetings. But generally, our ideas come together in a really organic way over like wacky conversations, and, you know, if things aren't working or we don't think it's quite the right direction, it's just a very normal, natural conversation. We both want what's best for our characters in the book, and it's been, yeah, we just have a lot of fun really doing it together.
Because you two have other jobs as well, apart from writing this book, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So I own an advertising agency called Hedgehog Agency, and Michelle,
I'm a primary school teacher. So, yeah, we're definitely quite busy.
So does that take a lot of your free time away from the family, or have you found a balance in writing wherein you write when everyone's asleep and you get together one morning?
it's definitely been a big juggling act. It's a huge commitment writing a book and bringing that to life on top of life and family and work. I think one of the benefits of writing together with a co-author is that the book is getting written even when you're not at your computer. So we very much share the load, and we pick up the load when the other person, you know, has a more demanding schedule. So it's a huge support to have.
So you're able to maximize and use your time efficiently and effectively.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So this is out on the 28th of June, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, that's right. So we're having a book launch for anyone who's in Melbourne at Readings Hawthorne next Friday, which is the 28th at about 6 p.m.
And I've seen and I've read good reviews. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So I'm looking forward, while you were reading, I'm looking forward to knowing what happened while they were reading. So apart from The Book Ninja and While Were You Reading, can you give us other three books to look out for that we should go back to and perhaps reread?
I think one of our favourite books that we always mention is The Bronze Horseman by Paulina Simons. That's one of our all-time favourite books. It's a historical fiction set in Russia, and there's a lot of romance in it, which is one of our favourites as well. Number two... And I've just read The Rosie Result, which is the new Graeme Simsion novel, the next in the series from the Rosie Project. And my goodness, I thought I loved the Rosie Project, and this just blew my socks off all over again. So I would definitely recommend that.
That was hilarious.
That was so good, so good.
He's a very entertaining writer as well. And from Melbourne, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yeah, he is. Yeah. He's actually one of our book ninjas. So he's been out there distributing his books on the train before.
And a lot of good drinks while reading in the book.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally?
I think the final one, I just finished reading The Lost Man by Jane Harper. And Jane Harper is also an Australian author. She's amazing. And she wrote The Dry, which blew up. It was so popular. And now her third book, The Lost Man, I think is my favourite out of all three of her books.
And for you, Ali, is it, or Michelle?
Yeah, it's hard to tell us apart. You can see
you sound the same.
So I read not so long ago The Wife Between Us, which is by two female co-authors as well. And it's a psychological thriller, which usually would terrify me. But it's an incredibly engrossing and unpredictable story. Which is, yeah, definitely been one of my favourites for the year.
Congratulations, Ali and Michelle, while you were reading. Good read for the school holidays.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.